got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day. Let's live it up. 24 seasons.
Yeah.
Let's give it up.
That's right.
Look how she's
how many seasons have you been on?
Like on my car.
Seasons?
Yeah.
What do you mean, how many have I been on?
Yeah, the song we had there, of course, says 24 seasons.
Yeah, that's a different world. We only have four here.
Yeah.
That's a better, the better world is 24 seasons.
That's right.
All right, that's how that works. All right, coming up, this date in history, but first, we have some good news. And isn't it about time that we dug out some good news? Good news. Let's start off Monday with some good news. This is a story that's been going on for 11 years. 11 years. And it's a highlight at DougStephan.com today if you're interested in this story. The story, by the way, of Jean Béliveau, 56-year-old. He decided 11 years ago he was going to walk around the planet. Walk.
How do you do that?
Well, you use 54 pair of shoes, and you have desire, you have chutzpah. He wrapped his wife, Lucy, in his arms when he got home on Sunday, lives in Montreal, Canada. The supporters, the swarm of media you can imagine. Walk is over. The adventure will be talking about this for the next decade. I want to promote the cause of peace for children. That's what I learned. I saw so many children, he said, as he walked around the globe. The official walk.
Okay.
He wanted.
This question has to be asked.
Yes. How did he survive?
How did he cross the oceans? How did he walk across the oceans?
I think you walk. You can walk onto a boat.
Okay.
You can walk onto a plane. You always spoil my stories. This is a nice story about a fella who is well-intentioned.
I need to make it meaningful by making it understandable as right. to how he would
don't ask too
cross
many questions.
The
oceans. Yeah, don't ask too many questions.
Okay.
So anyway, he closed his business in 2000. He had a midlife crisis, so he said. It was critical for me. I thought I needed to do something different than what I'd been doing. So he mapped out a route, thought it would take him 10 years, actually took him 11. At first he ran. He ran to Atlanta, and then he didn't feel so good about running anymore.
I think I'm done with running.
Right, exactly. So let's see here. He had a three-wheeled trailer that he pulled with him with basic supplies. Went across six continents, 60 countries, met dignitaries, stayed in homes of people that he met along the way. Peace and nonviolence for children around the world is what his message has become. I left with a very humble objective. I didn't know what I was going to find out about myself or the rest of the world. You see, this sort of backs up one of my main theories, Richie, one of my many main theories about life.
Yeah, which one?
Is that we need to travel and see how other people live. Other people in our country and other people around the world. Most of the time you find that folks want a couple of things. They want three squares a day, roof over their head, peace and protection for their families. That's usually, I found that in being in China, Asia, Africa, Middle East. I'm going to go back to Israel in December. Most of the people on the street, any place you go, will tell you the same thing. They mostly don't like their governments, and they don't like conflict. They don't trust the rest of the world. It's they don't trust the people who are leading, which is really pretty amazing. How come everybody feels the same way? Why do we have these people running various countries that are not the choice of the people? And this is even in countries that do have democracies or some root of a democracy. Anyway, he tried to assimilate into the cultures that he'd walk into. He said there is a lot to learn from other countries and from other people. And I think that's really the message here. So congratulations to this fellow. He never met his second granddaughter. It was born while he was gone on this trip. She's 5 years old. But like he would talk on cell phones back and forth to his wife. But he hasn't seen his wife or anybody in his family for 11 years. Guy wow. never came back home.
Wow.
He just kept going. Just kept going. And to that end, another story that is moderately similar. The story of a woman, which the lady's name is Michelle Baldwin, by the way, 45-year-old mother of three, who has discovered that she has cervical cancer and only months to live. So she's heading out this week to make a pilgrimage to India. And if you were to, you could probably Google her, Richie, and everybody at home. We don't have this story at DougStephan.com, but we probably ought to. Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Baldwin, is going to make a pilgrimage to India on a 700-mile paddleboard, a stand-up paddleboard expedition.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
on the Ganges River. You've seen the paddle? I've never seen. Well, I guess I have seen him. But here's this woman who's been an athlete all of her life. She's had, she has, I think, 2 children. She has 6 months max to live. She's a strong, physical woman. She wants to do this as a fundraiser. She's a practicing Buddhist, a canoeing, kayaking guide from New Mexico. So she's got a 12-foot inflatable board. She'll be 2 4-hour sessions on the river a day. She'll cover, she figures, 25 miles or so a day. She's going to take a friend with her in a skull canoe so that she can rest when she gets tired. She hopes to raise $100,000. You know what? If I had $100,000, I'd give it to her.
Mm.
There's something about this that is extraordinary. As when you read the story of this woman, it brings you back around to understanding how good the nature is of people and how sad it is when we have bad stories. What's that book by Rabbi Kushner, When Bad Things Happen to Good People?
Right, yes.
Yeah, that's what this story is. A bad thing happening to a good person who has worked as an educator all of her life. She says, this is, you know, there's a lot of controversy about various vaccinations. And she didn't have, there's a vaccination around now for cervical cancer. And apparently it's pretty much completely preventable if you have the vaccine. But that's not the vaccine. There's been a lot of,
I think it is.
Is it the same vaccine?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway. So she's dying. She looks as healthy as can be. Great legs. I mean, take a look at her.
Jesus.
She has great legs. Well, I mean, somebody who's on a paddleboard, you got to be able to stand up and do all of that. So that's, I mean, it's good and it's bad. It's bad that she's dying. It's good that she's taking her final months to produce something that will hold her in great stead. Not that she is being held in great stead by her family, but by other people who never would have known her before. So she's not going to die quietly. I guess that's it, Richie. Not going to die quietly.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Go kicking and screaming, man. Have fun.
Yep. Well, I don't even know that it's about fun. I think with her, I think that what you see here is something that is productive. She's been a productive member of society all of her life, well-educated, good mother. So it's kind of...
But you got to feel like you did something when you leave, or like you're ready. You know, like, you know what? I've accomplished what I've wanted to accomplish.
Yep, I'm ready to go.
Or something to where I feel, you know what? I'm ready.
Yep. Well, as you can tell, I'm a little taken back by it.
Mm.
But it is, I don't tell you these stories. I tell you these stories because I want you to know what's going on. And I think there's a feel-good portion. There's a feel-good part to it. All right, speaking of feeling good, if you're a man or a woman in your 30s or older, the idea of aging doesn't much appeal to you, does it? it doesn't much appeal to most of us. It doesn't make a difference how old you are, whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60, whatever your age. Aging, fact of life, like the story of Michelle. It is what it is. But sometimes you like to take action. It gets you to maybe look a little better and you feel a little better about yourself. And here comes this product called Fountain of Youth. Clinically proven technology increases your skin hydration by 90%, thus reducing most of the wrinkles on your face.
I'm using mine.
Get a free bottle by going online to organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code Good Day. Free bottle, Fountain of Youth. It is a serum, a youth serum that you put on your face. Skin firming peptides for younger looking skin. Richie's using it. I'm using it. Roberta's using it.
I took a picture of my of one of my eyes where I had like
really?
A little teeny, real small.
Yeah.
But and I'll see in 60 days whether it's
what happens.
Made
How's
a
it work?
Yeah.
All right. Go online, organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code Good Day for your free bottle of Fountain of Youth.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
It's 21 after on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
X Factor on last night, and so we have some of the performances and the performers that were on stage for consideration. This is Jaslyn, a performer named Jaslyn Little, singing I Will Survive, singing for Simon.
Wow.
I like this.
The remix of this.
Yeah. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Now go. Walk out the door.
It's interesting.
Just turn around now. Cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt?
She's a lot like Beyonce.
Very cool.
Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I.
Yeah, that's a good song to begin with. That's a good version of it. Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, very cool.
All right, next up, Tia Tolliver singing a song from a group called Blackstreet called No Diggity. I don't know this song. Jennifer, you know this song?
It's a good one, yes.
Again, she sings it. Simon. These are all Simons. They mentor the various singers, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's how it works, yep.
Don't like this at all.
Wow. No, this is cool compared to how it used to be. Wow.
Now, does this mean that he's coaching them? If he's met, he's coaching these
yes.
people that are on his show. So who are the other? There are two or three others that are on this
each
show.
Each judge
Paula
mentors people, I believe.
Really? Mm-hmm. I got it. Okay. So Rachel Crow up next. This is a Backstreet Boys song. I Want It That Way from last night's X Factor.
You are my fire, the one desire.
So would Simon have come up with the way to do the different interpretations, do you think? Is that part of how this works? You know?
I don't know. That will give Simon credit. For
yeah.
Sure.
I mean, Simon's talent is knowing what would be popular. Yeah. And knowing what version of a song or how to reinterpret a song so that it may be new and different. Mm. I mean, apparently Shantae Savage has done that I Will Survive in that new interpretation. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. All right, here's another one. This is a group called the Stereo Hogs. This is for Paula.
Make me blue.
So, all right, so now I understand a little bit better about how this works. This is different in several different ways from, let's say, American Idol or whatever, in that the judges sort of have a stake. So the judges are competing with each other.
No.
As well as the groups? Is that how this works?
No. They always have different mentors, kind of like on American Idol, just in this circumstance.
American Idol had mentors?
Yes.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Once a week, yeah. They had one person a week.
Oh, but they bring them in. They weren't judges.
Correct.
They bring in performers from outside.
Yeah, okay. So in this circumstance, they're just having the judges do it.
Oh. Okay. I mean, it saves them money? What does that mean?
It just means you get to see what the judges' effect on the artists would be.
All right. So that's the sum of the X Factor from last night. I watched The Good Wife. That was it for me. Good, 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 good show. All right. This day in history. You ready? This is a 2020 history quiz.
Sure.
On this day in 1989... it was a sports event taking place in an important American city that was disrupted by something. What was the disruption? What was the game?
Duh.
And what was the city?
Duh,
yourself.
Yeah, duh.
800-510-8255. This day in history on Good Day.
When you want an easier way to deal with the hassles of fraud this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you're covered with zero liability protection, which means you won't be held responsible for any unauthorized purchases or ATM transactions if promptly reported. We'll also protect your money by monitoring your account for unusual activity. And you'll be happy to know this built-in protection won't cost you a thing. Call, click, or stop by today to learn more about our zero liability protection. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Follow us on Facebook. We do a better job some days than others. You can cover all of the items in the 4 hours of this program by looking at the summary sheet, which is not cheap. We are paperless here.
Cliff notes.
Yes, the Doug Steffen Good
Cliff
Day program,
program
is paper. We're all flat screeners here. And I think there is a problem with that. I say it often in my communication with people. There's no emotion. You can't really, I mean, you can get facts and some basic info, but there's no passion. There's no emotion. You can't really tell what people are really thinking. I was involved in an exchange with somebody that I've done business with, and we were back and forth. It was a little testy, and then we had a conversation, and it was nothing like what was on the screen because you can't really
well,
get
your emails,
the
Dougie.
Sense.
I mean, not to interrupt you.
They're very to the point.
But your emails are very blunt. Uh-huh. They lack punctuation. So sometimes you think you're just, like, getting yelled at, you know?
And sometimes
you
come across.
That's just how we take them.
Yeah, all capitalization.
Gee, I didn't mean to make this a referendum on my way of doing things, but that's okay.
No, I will say that they've been much better over the last few years because at least now there's spell check of some sort.
Mm.
Before it was just bang on the keyboard.
You're
and whatever
fried.
Came. Yeah. Yeah. You're fried. That's exactly it.
Thank you, Jennifer. Over the
you're fried.
Oh, well.
Need to get my pink slip that way.
It's a little food for thought. Anyway, 800-510-8255. We all love each other, and we're all in it for the fun.
Too funny.
In it for the money, that's for sure at the moment. Anyway, so 35 after the hour, the history quiz focuses on this date in 1989 when there was a sports event, and there was an event which canceled the sports event. So, let's see. We will not do a dumpster dive today because Roberta has a, we'll call it a situation that she's dealing with. All right, so Queen of Cheap back tomorrow. You can enjoy the things that are there. The Queen of Cheap box has all kinds of things that are cumulative. It isn't just today you save the money and tomorrow it goes away. That's the case with some of them. But the ones that are cumulative that you can take advantage of all the time, you got to check with it every day. Go back every day and see what new things there are there or things that you may need to have refreshed in your mind, okay? That would be my advice for those of you who want to save big at the Queen of Cheap box at DougSteffen.com. Here is Brad listening in Lusby, Maryland. I'm not sure I know where that is. Brad, where's Lusby?
Actually, south of D.C.
Okay.
We're in Calver County.
Got
so.
It. Richie, you know where that is?
Southern Maryland, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so Brad, what happened Is this one of those Dürer things? Did you get it right away?
Oh, I got it right away. It was the Battle of the Bay between the San Francisco Giants and Oakland Athletics, the 89 World Series.
Right. And what happened?
Earthquake.
Yep. Candlestick Park.
That's because Dad is a Dodgers fan.
Was right. Never the same. 58,000 fans, and everything went quiet. Everything went dark, right? 6.9. The earthquake was 6.9 on the Richter scale. It was a little after 5. The game, I think, had just started, hadn't it?
Seemed to me it was.
Yeah. Yep. But in the city itself, man, what a mess. Homes crumbled. The gas lines blew up. Fires everywhere. What I remembered was the earthquake-safe structures that fell like a rock.
Oh, yeah.
The freeway. Course, yeah.
Part of the Bay Bridge fell.
Yes. Right. Yep. And actually, the shocks went all the way to Sacramento. And I think there were people who said in Los Angeles they could feel them, whether they really did or not. But 270 people died. A lot of people, thousands, were injured. $3 billion in damage. And so anyway, the only good thing out of the game was all the fans cheered when the tremor stopped shaking, rattling, and rolling. Yes, that is the answer to our quiz. So what are you doing at this very moment in your life other than talking with us, Brad?
I'm actually driving to work.
Yeah, what do you do for work?
I actually am a contractor. I support the U.S. Navy and right now I'm working with the Air Crew Escape and Crashworthy Seating Team.
What does that mean? Can you tell us and not have to kill us?
No. Working with the Navy with ejection seats.
Ejection seats?
The Navy's ejection seat, which is the Navy Aircrew Common ejection seat.
Uh-huh. So are you testing it? They put you in the seat and they see if it works by shooting you up in the air?
No, that's what we got a dummy for.
Wow.
That's pretty interesting.
How many pounds of pressure does it take to eject one of those things out of an airplane doing 1,000 miles an hour?
Well, let's see. Normally at 1,000 miles per hour, you'd kill the pilot.
Right.
Okay, so how fast are they going?
500, 600 miles an hour.
Upon ejection, some seats are fired at about, generates about 4,500 pounds of square pressure going vertical, which is about 13 G's.
I would imagine that takes a very healthy chiropractor appointment after you're done with that ride, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Just think about this. When the pilot pulls the handle, by the time he's in the parachute, it's 2.1 seconds.
Ooh. Good God. Wow, but hopefully he's alive and well and tells the story afterwards. That's your job, right, to make sure that happens.
That's a fact.
Yep. All right, Brad, good story. Thank you for telling it to us. Hold on just a second. We'll send you some Doug Stephan paraphernalia. That is an interesting story.
Imagine taking that ride.
The reason I ask those questions is because I think people do fascinating things. Just for the heck of it. Hey, John, we got you had another answer to the question.
I did.
But tell us the answer you wanted us to.
Well, I got the question kind of half. I mind you because I didn't hear all the question, but October 17th was the first NFL game with the Chicago Bears in 1920.
All right, but I said 1989. But that's good to know. That's good anecdotal information. Thank you for remembering it and sharing it. What do you do for a living?
I'm a granite fabricator. I fabricate granite countertops.
So how hard did you 6 months ago?
Is that dust? I mean, what sort of problems do people have who do that? You must have to be careful of the dust and all that, right?
Dust and rocks on in your eyes from grinding it out and trying to find work at this point because it hasn't been very good.
Well, because nobody's building any houses, right? Not doing a lot of remodeling either. Yeah,
and being undercut by everybody that can possibly put a polisher in their hand, it's hard to find work, and the wages have just dropped so dramatically.
What would be an example?
Any good work.
What did you get before, and what are you getting now per hour?
It wasn't per hour, it was by the counter. I was getting $65 a foot for granite, and now it's down to $35.
And is that because of illegals?
That is a big, big problem, and I didn't want to say that. You know,
why?
But it is. That's a
big
problem.
Why would you want to say it? It's the truth, and it's the problem, and nobody wants to deal with it. One of the real things, I'm going to put you on hold, and you can we'll give you a Doug Stephan thing. One of the Doug Stephan thing, a Doug Stephan prize.
You don't want a Doug Stephan thing.
Yeah, I know.
You don't want
one of the things One of the things that drives me nuts, all of these people clamoring, and I wonder if I'm for the protesters. I like protests. And I think some of the people involved in some of these protests are sort of now coming around to getting it right. There's not a uniformity anymore. I mean, a lot of people that were protesting seem to want more government involvement, and most of us have any brains want less government involvement. Not to say the protesters don't have brains. They don't have a lot of experience and understanding of how the system works. Having said that, and thinking about what John just said, and looking around at various problems that we have, you may remember Alabama had passed an immigration law about, I don't know, about a year ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Right? So now on Friday, the court rules that Alabama cannot any longer track immigration information about their students. That is, they can't ask where their parents are from or whether they're here legally or not.
Right.
They can't find that out.
You're not allowed to ask a student whether they're a legal resident.
But right.
See, what confuses me is I would think that you would have to supply paperwork to become a student, which would then...
You'd have thought that.
I mean, when you take your kids to sign them up for school, I remember having to show
identification. Yeah. What do they require? California is the worst in the country, but Texas is bad. Mm-hmm. Never mind what Rick Perry tells you. Texas is bad. And anybody living in New Mexico will tell you it's bad. Anybody in Arizona will tell you it's bad. Florida, you know, it's bad. And most of the southern states especially, but even now it's climbing into some of the northern areas. I had a call from somebody from Kansas over the weekend in some regard, and the focus of the conversation as we were talking about illegals was how bad a problem it is in some of the upper Midwest cities as well. The immigrants that are stopped by the traffic police can be detained if they are here illegally, but children cannot.
But they are not often detained.
No, they got to stop them unless there's a... And see, this is what I wonder. The administration asks for this legislation to be put on hold. Why? Why don't you want to check and find out who's here?
Because they don't want to. Mm-hmm. They don't want the bill for having to handle it. The reason the states are making all these laws is so that they can grab somebody and then pass the expense of either taking care of them or deporting them onto the feds. And the feds are going, no, we don't want it. We can't afford it.
Yeah.
We're not going to let you pass this law. It's back in your hands.
It's another reason why we have to adapt some kind of, whether it's, no matter where you are politically, you have to understand the need for a flat tax, because there's no way we're going to wrangle all these people and send them back to wherever they go. It's
and
just not going to happen.
Illegals are at least paying some tax.
At least we're paying into the system. Absolutely.
Those poor people don't have the money to pay a 9%.
15 before the hour. Yeah, right. Let me see if I can get my heart to bleed a little bit. But I said it was 15 before I did that already.
Yes,
you don't have to do it again.
Like
Richie, you can do your thing. Then Jennifer's going to talk about what's on television.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Our school doesn't need a gym.
And we don't need more buses.
We need new boats!
And a place to put them.
The Advil Congestion Relief Project is committed to helping communities get the right relief for their real problem. Send your community story to congestionreliefproject.com for the chance to be next. The Advil Congestion Relief Project. The right relief for the real problem.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/17 to 1/4/12. See official rules at congestionreliefproject.com.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be filling in the blanks. Now, let's take a look at our life and say to ourselves, morning. Are we going to fill in bad morning or good morning? And let's say have a dash day. Does that mean let's have a good day or a bad day? And by the end of the afternoon, when someone comes over to us and says, how's your day? What kind of a blank are we going to put into that? Pretty bad or pretty good? These blanks actually define our lives, actually define our attitudes, actually define how the day in our life is going to be going. Because we know this, sometimes we don't want to admit it, that when we think optimistically, that when we think favorably, that when we think things are going to be going very well for us, they in fact will. And all we have to do is fill in the blanks. We also know the opposite. When we wake up in the morning and we say, hey, I'm going to have a bad day today, we're going to have a bad day. So each and every time you have that blank to fill it in with a positive, and watch that positive take control of your day, take control of your actions. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grown-Ups.
Lee Breed wouldn't lecture me about how I'm ruining my life. I lied.
Martin Sheen and his son Emilio Estevez co-star in The Way, now in theaters. Estevez wrote and directed it, and Martin told us he loves his character.
He only really became a father after he lost his son, and so it's a story of redemption.
The pair opened The Way at our Movies for Grown-Ups film festival in L.A., and Charlie Sheen came to support them.
If you can't work with your family, then what are you doing, you know? Unless they all suck, and ours doesn't.
Now this. The easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Every movie is always in stock, and many are available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Melissa Leo and John Goodman co-star in the thriller Red State. Oscar winner Anthony Hopkins is the King of the Gods in Thor. Jill Clayburgh's final role brightens the comedy Bridesmaids. And Kevin James talks to the animals in Zookeeper. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
48 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer, I've watched an episode, sort of House, and I don't like, I guess I missed out. He went to jail. Does anybody know?
Yeah, he got arrested.
Why?
I'm not sure why, but I don't know why, but I know
drugs.
He got arrested this
drug stuff?
Yeah.
And
why did
Edelstein, who was running the hospital, leave? She's now on The Good Wife. Why did she...
Yeah, they couldn't negotiate her salary, so she left and wanted something new and went to The Good Wife.
Yeah.
Not a bad jump.
No. All right, so what else is on tonight? Dancing with the Stars is on tonight?
Dancing with the Stars is on tonight, but we have to
Peter
look ahead a little bit, Dougie.
That Dr. House drove his car through the boss's house.
Oh, did he?
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
All right, so Celebrity Apprentice is already heating up. It's going to start in early 2012, but there's already some names that are being leaked in conjunction with the show.
Really?
So far, we have Clay Aiken from American Idol. 1980s singer Debbie Gibson. I love her. Teresa Guttici of Real Housewives of New Jersey will be on there. And then Cheryl Teague, Doug. This is why I brought this story up, because I think you're a fan of hers.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah, I knew you liked her.
Yeah.
And Marco Andretti, who's the grandson of Mario Andretti. They're all already named to be
you
on the show.
See that, by the way, all over television. Yesterday's that crash. It killed the... At least, I think, one driver, if not two. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
doll or something. Yeah. Terrible crush.
Oof. All right. Excuse me, Jen.
Very sad. Also, Eva Longoria from Desperate Housewives, one of the richest women in TV, is going back to soap opera. It seems like everybody is doing this. She's staying on Desperate Housewives, but she's just signed this role to go back to where she got her start, which is The Young and the Restless. She's going to rise from the dead in flashbacks. That'll be her role for the next couple of weeks on The Young and the Restless. So if you're a fan, you can check that out.
All right. 2.5 Men on tonight.
2.5 Men is on tonight, and, you know, the rumors around Ashton Kutcher's marriage are heating up. He and Demi Moore have been seen with moving vans, and they're leaving their house, both of them. So I'm not sure if they're going to sell it, but it doesn't seem to be that they're one staying and the other's moving. They're both out of their house that they share in L.A. And that's kind of juicy, isn't it? It's kind of sad. But
juicy gossip.
I don't know.
Can you find out more on the Gossip Girl? A Gossip Girl doesn't have things like that. Oh, they do? Oh, okay. I didn't know. All right, 51 past the hour on Good Day. Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We have, as you know, often conversations. We've had them today. We had them last week. There isn't a day that goes by on this program that we don't have somebody ask us about prostate health. We've been talking about supplementation, et cetera, et cetera. So joining Dr. Ken and me today is Gene Bruno, who's a professor of dietary supplement science, has degrees in nutrition and herbal medicine, spokesperson for New Vitality, which has a particular type of prostate supplement called Super Beta Prostate. Again, you've heard Ken and I talking about this a lot. Gene is here to discuss this side, if you will, of men's health, the health of your prostate. If you the men and women in the audience, I think, are both interested in this for obvious reasons, Gene, don't you think?
Oh, I think so, Dr. Ken. I think they, and if they're not, they really should be, because it's an issue that affects almost every man to some extent as he begins to age.
All right, I'll let Dr. Ken, the real Dr. Ken, please speak up.
Hey, Gene, that was Doug. Good to be with you. It's amazing how important the prostate is. Number two cause of cancer death in America. It will make sure that you don't stay up all night urinating. It'll allow you to sexually perform adequately as you age. So this is a concern for the men as well as the women in their lives. And hopefully Gene can help us keep the prostates healthy with some of the latest information. I know that compared to the world's population, Gene, American men have a higher risk for prostate issues. Are the statistics decreasing at all?
You know, unfortunately, they are not. Aging prostate issues involving, frequent urination, a weak urine stream, incomplete bladder emptying is very common for male patients, age, say, 45 to 74, approximately. This type of prostate issue appears to be related to an increase in the conversion of testosterone into another hormone called DHT, which takes place to a greater extent as men age.
How many men are going to have prostate issues, and what exactly are we talking about?
All right. Half of all men in their 50s and 80% of men in their 80s have some symptoms of this prostate issue. That's about 3 million Americans that are age 50 to 59, and 2.6 million Americans age, say, 60 to 69, and 2.8 million Americans 70 to 79. Now, as men age, it is normal for some prostate growth to occur, and prostate will play a major role in healthy urinary function. So it's not surprising that in 8 out of 10 cases, symptoms that are associated with an aging prostate include frequent urination, urgency, leaking or dribbling, hesitant or interrupted weak urine stream. It's not only an inconvenience. It really affects quality of life. You're always having to run to the bathroom, and when you get there, it takes a while to get the flow going. And the flow is not often very strong, and it can be really bad at night, having to get up from sleep four, five, six times just to use the restroom. Clearly, you know, that's going to have a negative impact as well on intimacy.
There are a lot of prostate products on the market, and we've got about a minute and a half. What makes beta prostate different?
Well, you know, beta prostate isn't just a single ingredient. It's a product that provides beta-sitosterol, zinc, selenium, boron, a total of 11 different minerals. It's this combination that takes a multifaceted approach to promoting prostate function and healthy urinary function.
Tell us about the beta-sitosterol and how does it react within the body to promote prostate health, Gene?
All right, you know, beta-sitosterol is a natural plant sterol, and in a number of studies, it's been shown to make a really significant difference in healthy prostate function. In many of the studies, they use what's called the International Prostate Symptom Score to measure the changes in quality of life, peak urinary flow rate, and a number of other parameters of healthy prostate and urinary function. What they found was a vast improvement in the prostate symptom score. This included more complete bladder emptying, decrease in frequency of having to urinate during the day and during the night, just a better quality of life. These studies use between 60 to 180 milligrams of beta-sitosterol. In our beta prostate product, we actually use 250 milligrams to really maximize the benefits.
And what about the other ingredients in beta prostate? What do they do?
Well, you know, they address other areas of prostate health. For example, the mineral zinc is needed for healthy prostate function. In fact, human seminal fluid contains zinc secreted mainly by the prostate gland and in much higher concentrations than other areas of the body.
All right, let me, before we run out of time, tell people how they can benefit from Super Beta Prostate. If you call 800-841-6938, you'll get a free full-size bottle of Beta Prostate. 800-841-6938.